Hello, friend. My name is Onati, and today I have a story to share with you from the Book of God. The title of the story is Seek the Kingdom of God. Now, after Jesus left the bush where Satan had tempted him, he began his work of teaching people and declaring the good news about the kingdom, that God's reign on earth had come. Jesus also healed sick people and even drove out demons out of people. Crowds of people came from all over the region to listen and to bring their sick people for him to heal. One day, Jesus went up on a quiet hillside and he sat down to teach his closest followers. The crowd even followed. Jesus taught many things that day. He even taught about money. This is what Jesus said about money and possessions. Do not store up for yourselves riches and wealth here in this world. The insects, they eat it, or rust can spoil it. Thieves break in and steal it. Instead, store up spiritual riches in heaven. In heaven, the insects and rust, they cannot ruin it. Thieves cannot steal it from you. Where your riches are, your heart, your thoughts, your actions will be focused there too. Jesus warned, no slave can serve two masters. You cannot be totally committed to God and be totally committed to making money. Jesus then told the crowd something opposite of how the world thinks. He said, do not worry or stress about things in life like food and clothes. There's so much more to life than just food and clothing. Look at the birds. They do not farm or even store up their food, but your Father God in heaven feeds them. You are so much more valuable to him than birds. Can worry and stress add a single minute to your life? Jesus then said, there is no need to worry that you may not have enough nice clothes to wear. Look at the wildflowers in the fields. They do not make their own clothes. Even King Solomon, who was so rich, he did not have clothes as beautiful as any of these flowers. So, as our Father God provides for the flowers, he will provide for you. You have such little faith. Well, Jesus finished speaking about money and said, do not worry and stress about food and clothes like non-believers. Your Father God in heaven knows your needs. First, seek God's kingdom. Submit to his rule and leading in your life. Do what is right in God's eyes, and then he will provide you with those other things. Well, this concludes the story from the Book of God.